Devil Radio programming is produced live in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Find them at solidarityrealty.com. Solidarity Realty. There is an alternative.
Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making. I think, and I'm going to make this prediction, that the Republican Party in Wisconsin is starting to come apart at the seams, starting to dissolve. I will make a prediction that Robin Voss will not be reelected speaker after the elections of November of 2022. They may still have a gerrymandered legislature. Sadly, there may be a Republican speaker, but it won't be Robin Voss. Why do I say that? I'm going to give you a list of recent developments where a lot of different component parts of the Republican Party have risen up, the Republican Party, to attack Robin Voss. Let's start with the Gableman investigation, the corrupt Gableman investigation authorized by Voss to try to get Trump off his back, be compliant with Trump. Kapenga, the president of the Senate, Chris Kapenga, represents part of Waukesha County, the Brookfield Elm Grove area, who groveled in front of Trump, said that he wore socks with Trump's picture on him, that he was but, quote, but a bobby pin to Thor's hammer, which is Trump. This is what Kapenga said. This is pathetic. Well, it turns out this Gableman investigation that you are paying for, that started out at $44,000, now it's up to $676,000 or $80,000. And now that cap's been taken off. Gableman announced that he'll be spending a lot more money of yours. Some documents have started to seep out. They tried to conceal them, but here's one of them. There's a mileage document. Just some numbers scratched on a piece of paper and no receipts. There's evidence of spending profligately on food and travel. There's evidence of employees who are election deniers or the ties to Trump. One had a criminal record for fraud. You are paying for this. Do you understand that? Open your ears. You are paying for this. It's not doing any good, Voss. On Monday, Trump attacked Voss by name. By name, Trump. He said, quote, Wisconsin Speaker Voss is secretly pushing the legislation to increase the number of drop boxes. Drop boxes are for Democrats, not Republicans. This is what he said. Then he goes on, Wisconsin Republican Speaker Voss is not a friend of the people of Wisconsin or the people of America. Drop boxes are for Democrats, not Republicans. Then you have a guy, Steve Fawcett, a lawyer, who's the guy that showed up in court, said he had no records to give to the court, despite a subpoena, despite a court order back in November that he produced them, but this is on January 24th, there's nothing. And he said, I'm the point man for Gableman. Gableman is the point man for Voss. You sent the subpoena to Voss. you ordered Voss to produce it, but it was not a subpoena. The order to Voss, Voss handed it to Gableman. Gableman handed it to me. I showed Gableman the order, and Gableman, I didn't tell him how to follow it, and Gableman didn't produce anything. So you cannot go after Voss. That's literally what he said. In his testimony to the court, he said he didn't know if state laws were being followed by Gableman and Voss. He didn't know if contractual obligations were being met by Gableman and Voss. And he had never visited Gableman's headquarters, which you are paying for, they're taxpayer funded, and he didn't know its location. Well, there is a fellow who represents Oconto County, Elijah Benke, who was captured on a YouTube video. I don't know who took the video. If he was speaking in a public place or were there other people involved, that's fine. If somebody videoed him without his knowledge in a private place, they're in big trouble. But here's what the video said. This is Elijah Benke of Oconto. He's a Republican assemblyman. Quote, he said, Republicans should cheat on elections. He said he never voted for Voss and didn't believe he ever would in the future for Speaker. He said that Voss controls the members because he alone can decide if they get pay raises or pay cuts, the staff now. And he only gives raises to staff of representatives who are obedient to him, whom he likes. There was a press conference by Voss on Tuesday. He lashed out and attacked the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Patrick Marley asked him if he supported drop boxes. And he attacked Marley for even asking that. Said, you wouldn't ask a Democrat that. Voss is paranoid. Then he attacked all the Dane County media for being, well, in Dane County. But here's one of the killers. This is a symptom of a creeping cancer. The Iowa County Republican Party. Now, Iowa County is a very small county west of Madison, somewhat rural, but it's in the, you know, basic Madison area, not real close, but I mean, you know, it's not way up north. The Republican Party of Iowa County put out a statement Wednesday praising this fellow Ramthan from Campbellsport, the QAnon guy, really a right-wing guy, who had been putting out lies about the election. But he made the mistake of saying that Voss had entered into a secret contract with Hillary Clinton's lawyers to put in drop boxes. Ramthan, as a result of that, lost his only aide. Voss yanked him for quote, this is great, spreading disinformation. Not spreading disinformation about the election, spreading disinformation about Voss contracting with Hillary Clinton's lawyers. Ramthan, the Iowa County Party, when they praised Ramthan, the QAnon guy, who lied about the election and apparently lied about Voss, said, quote, Voss is impotent to achieve anything of significance. That's great. He's impotent to achieve anything of significance. They went on to say, quote, a group, this is the Iowa County Republican Party, a group of self-serving, self-seeking, ambitious individuals hold the reins of power and care nothing for the plight, concern, or input of people they claim to represent. Then Voss, trying to exercise control, told Kevin Nicholson not to run for governor. Nicholson told him to blank off. He's running as an outsider. Voss was sticking up for Rebecca Clayfish. She is so weak, namby-pamby, and disloyal, she distanced herself from Voss, even though he backed her. Now, you put all that together. Put all of that together. This is not a guy who's getting reelected as speaker. And the Republican Party is starting to split really badly. when you have the Iowa County Republican Party putting out a statement saying Voss is impotent to achieve anything of significance, Voss, they named him by name. Then they say a group of self-serving, self-seeking, ambitious individuals hold the reins of power and care nothing for the plight, concern, or input of the people they claim to represent. That's a speaker who is in trouble. And that's not just one county. Iowa County didn't cook that up on its own. If a Democratic Party chair or a Democratic leader in the assembly started to get resolutions like that out of Democratic-leaning counties, their days are numbered. Once you lose legitimacy, once you lose authenticity, your days are numbered. But what does it mean for that? Here's the thing. As bad as Voss is, he was dragged kicking and screaming into obedience to Trump because he's afraid of being attacked by the Trump base. And Patrick Marley of the Journal asked him, do you support Dropboxes? That's a yes or no. He did say he supported him in the end because more Republicans than Democrats use them in the majority of counties in the state. But now because Trump's against them, the Trump base will be against them, and he can't say he supports them, so he's trying to hint that he's against them. But he attacks the journalists who ask him. The journalist who asks him, he attacks. He can't answer the question. You can't be called impotent by a Republican county with that sentiment pervasive in other Republican counties and keep power. The danger to Wisconsin is some truly right-wing nut, worse than Voss, yes, there are some, will get in a gerrymandered legislature and try to take control of the presidential electors in this state. Going to break, the lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. The gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.